Title: A Stick to Balance the Carrot. ONC finalizes a new framework to address nonconformities in certified health information technology. Content: The Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology, ONC, has released a final rule, introducing a new regulatory framework for certified health information technology, health IT. The use of certified health IT, specifically electronic health record (EHR) modules, has played a central role in the EHR incentive programs and is intimately linked to the accrual of points in MACRA's merit-based incentive payment system. A major component of the final rule allows for ONC's direct review of products certified by ONC's Health IT Certification Program, and identifies the roles of both developers and the ONC in addressing program compliance issues. 1. The final rule impacts developers of certified health IT developers, providers that utilize and rely on such certified health IT, and ancillary developers and service providers whose businesses are linked to EHR technology. Conditions to ONC oversight and reviews under the final rule: ONC may initiate a direct review of a health IT developer under two circumstances. 1. The presence of unsafe conditions, and 2. Situations where ONC has a reasonable belief that certified health IT does not conform to program requirements and the suspected nonconformity cannot be effectively addressed by an ONC-authorized certification body. 2. As a clarification of the term unsafe conditions, the final rule provides that ONC may initiate direct review if it has a reasonable belief that certified health IT may not conform to requirements of the program and may be causing or contributing to conditions that present a serious risk to public health or safety. In addition to the foregoing, the final rule includes a targeted set of factors to guide whether ONC's direct review is warranted, including the potential nature, severity, and extent of the suspected conditions, the need for an immediate or coordinated governmental response, and the existence of information that calls into question the validity of a product's certification. In comparison to the proposed rule that preceded the final rule establishes a narrower extension of ONC's oversight. Had the proposed rule's language survived the rulemaking process, ONC would have had more latitude when deciding whether to initiate a direct review upon reasonable belief of noncompliance with the program's requirements. In its response to the public comments to the proposed rule, ONC concedes that other agencies are better positioned to oversee and enforce some issues, such as the security and protection of patient health information and the effects of nonconforming health IT on healthcare costs. Notwithstanding the final rule's narrower language regarding ONC's decision-making authority to initiate a direct review, the scope of ONC's authority under the program is still perceived by some critics to be too broad. The critics generally argue any expansion of ONC's oversight, no matter how narrow, will disrupt development and frustrate innovation in the health IT field. Infrequent ONC review? Maybe yes, maybe no. Throughout ONC's responses to the public comments, the agency reiterates its belief that the initiation of a review by ONC will be an infrequent occurrence. Notwithstanding ONC's belief as to the infrequency of ONC reviews, it is important for developers to understand the multiple phases of the review process in the infrequent event that it becomes the infrequent target of an infrequent ONC review. If ONC elects to initiate a review, ONC will first issue a notice of nonconformity or a notice of potential nonconformity to the target health IT developer. Upon receiving such notice, the health IT developer must respond to ONC, generally within 30 days of its receipt of the notice. Such response must include a responsive writing addressing the issues set forth in the notice, supporting documents in support of the health IT developer's response, and, if the ONC notice relates to an actual, as opposed to a potential, non-conforming situation, a proposed corrective action plan, CAP. In addition to the foregoing, the health IT developer must allow ONC investigators access to the health IT at issue. In the event that the target health IT developer fails to timely submit an acceptable CAP, ONC has the authority